heart I pray. Close at heart is safe and sound. How do you say no? How do you know if it's forever? Will love find a way? Will love ever stay around? No regrets. No more time for sorrow. I can finally.
Welcome back, host Ray I. Here with the Vulgar Vogger, Peanut, on a beautiful Saturday morning. My goodness, Vulgar Vogger. Our comeback music, a little bumper music, is our next guest, actually. That's Lisa Snug. She's beautiful song, No Regrets. And let's run over to the Vulgar Vogger, do a quick report before we grab our guest.
Kern River Callers Gun Bash, National Wild Turkey Federation, Kern River Callers, and the Jack Forks Lakes Jake's Club Gun Bash to benefit the Wheeling Sportsman's portion of the National Wild Turkey Federation. The event will be on August 3rd at Winona School. The doors will open at 5:30, and the event will start at 6.
The Vulgar
Tickets are $50 per person, and that you will get in on the gun raffles. One gun will be given away for every 10 tickets sold. We'll be serving the finger foods.
You didn't condense your news report this morning. You're reading an awful lot of stuff, but you're just glad to be back.
But finger
you?
Foods.
Hey, let's do a little intro music for our next guest. Here we go.
First one's about a monster.
Yes, boys and girls, we have a special guest this morning. Being inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, Lisa McDowell Snuggs. And that's her music right there, Vulgar Vogger. Little fishy tail there. Lisa, welcome to Eye on the Outdoors.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sweetheart. Great to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. It's really neat to hear my voice in song on the radio. It's been a long time.
Yeah, absolutely, playing your music on the radio. Yes, indeed.
Love it.
I want to tell our listeners that Lisa Snuggs is the executive director of Southeastern Outdoor Press Association, known as SIOPA, and Lisa is inducted in the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. I'll see her there. Congratulations, Lisa. That's awesome.
Well, thank you so much. I tell you, it's really humbling, and I've got to divulge something here. One of the lines in that first song you played, No Regrets, came from the announcement that I was being inducted, the line that says, how do you say no? I mean...
Yes. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Wow, that's a great event. Gary does a great job with that in that riverboat, and got to see you there last year, and you won a couple awards. Just an awesome event, a great thing for our industry.
Yes, it is, and I'm hoping to see a lot of old friends there and make some new ones.
Well, anymore, Lisa, I think almost all our friends are old.
Well, yeah, at this point in our life, that's right.
We have a lot of mutual friends in this industry, of course, and I know a lot of them are old.
But speaking of old, you know, in the old days, back in the 80s and 90s, I would frequent St. Louis. I know you have a lot of listeners right there in that area, and they may remember that second song you played, Fishy Tales.
Yes, Fishy Tales. I love that song. I love the beat to that song, the music. That's just really a great song.
Well, thanks.
I want you to tell our listeners, what is the Southeastern Outdoor Press Association and what you do with that organization? What's that all about?
Oh, my goodness. SIOPA was formed in 1964 by a group of folks in the Southeast who were writing and had radio and television shows about fishing, hunting, camping, boating, all your traditional outdoor heritage pastimes. And they saw the need for their own group because the Southeast is unique in that you can hunt, fish, camp, and all that good stuff, you know, basically 365 days a year in the Southeast. And it's just a unique group of people. But, of course, we welcome folks from all over. You know, everybody wants a little bit of Southern hospitality. We just have such a good organization, true professionals, icons in the industry. Wade Bourne, who just passed away in December, had been a member since the late 70s. And, you know, when you bring those kind of folks together, not only once a year for our conference, but we're connected all year long. We help each other. And as the industry changes, that becomes more and more important because without folks like you, you know, people who actually tell the stories, it just doesn't... you know, it's hard to go forward,
right.
So we're just trying to keep it alive.
Right. Tell our outdoor people, I mean, everything that they see that generated millions and millions of magazine articles, photos, radio, television, all this outdoor comes out from organizations just like you're explaining to our listeners.
Right, and I'm the executive director, which means that I get the boring part of working the database every day, but I do publish a newsletter in the directory, and the greatest thing about it is the people, just being able to work with these wonderful people who share a love of the outdoors.
Even if it is Jim Spencer, I mean, sometimes we got to pay the piper, you know?
That's right.
Oh, Lisa, so cool. It's just great to get you on the show. I couldn't believe, you know, when we talked about doing this and I get you on the show, I said, why haven't I had Lisa on before she went into the Legends? I don't know. I should have had you on the show a long time ago.
Well, we got to start sometime, so that'll work. Here I am. I'm happy to be here. And
how cool was it to hear your music, bumper music, come back from commercial?
Oh, that was so great. So great. Like I said, it's been a long time. I sang at the St. Louis Sports Show.
Right.
And it's been a long time since I did that in public, but it's just been so much fun to honor this occasion by putting that album out again. I'll have a limited edition ready by the time the induction comes.
All right, you need to let us know how they can contact you and order your music. And
I will. I'm hoping you'll let me link to your website.
Absolutely, we'll do that.
Great.
We'll do that. All right. Well, okay, Lisa, great. Congratulations again for your induction to the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. It's cool to see someone being selected for the Legends of the Hall on a little different angle, something a little different. Very, very important, of course, and on that side of it. And, you know, you got all the different types of things. It's just so cool.
Well, thank you for that. It's kind of odd to get honored for what I feel like, you know, I'm just doing my job, you know. But it's a job I love. It is a labor of love. So I'm just really grateful,
indeed.
And I appreciate it.
And you know what? I hear that from everyone that gets elected too. Did you know that? The same thing, because everybody's that way. They really are, and it's great for you. You're being very, very modest and very humble. You're a great gal. You do great work, and I know you're very, very well respected and loved in the outdoor industry, because I can't go anyplace. I can't run into anybody that doesn't know Lisa.
Oh, sweet. Well, that makes my day. Makes my week. Makes my year.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you, girl. Looking forward to seeing you here in August on the paddle boat, and congratulations again for your induction in the Legends of the Outdoor Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being on the show. See ya. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. We need to take a break, Vogler Vogler. Should we go out with Lisa? Ah, there it is. All right, boys and girls. Your handsome but yet humble host is going to grab another donut, another cup of coffee, throw something at the Vogler Vogler, pet peanut, feed the monkey over there running the controls, give him another donut, and we'll see you on the other side, baby.
And he said he loved me, and then we said I do.